One, two, three. Welcome to Security Guy Radio. What has is 2016 in not so beautiful Orlando, Florida. I got to tell you, it's a little hot down here for me, but I'm getting by. What's your name, sir?
Rob Martins.
What's the name of the company?
Legion, also known as Schlage, is one of our go-to-market brands.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Schlage Von Duprin.
I'm a Schlage Primus guy.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you a story about that in a minute.
Okay.
Give us the website.
Sure, www.allegion.com.
And spell it for my nieces and nephews.
A-L-L-E-G-I-O-N.
Okay, now, get my head straight on the branding.
Sure. Right. So, Allegion is the parent company for brands like Schlage, Von Duprin, LCN, Aptique Mobile.
I didn't know that. Now, is that a new development? Or
it is. About two and a half years ago, we actually spun from Ingersoll Rand.
Okay.
We had an activist investor come in and say, hey, there's great value here. So it was a wonderful opportunity for us. So we're about just over $2 billion global company.
And Von Duprin, people don't know what this is. I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the stage doors at the studios. Very specific, push.
Panic bar.
Panic bar. And that's been around a long time.
Absolutely. We actually created that category. So both the Von Duprin and LCN brands are kind of legendary brands from the standpoint of they actually created the door closer and created the panic bar.
So under Legion, you have all these great brand names with a lot of legacy, and that must make it a very powerful organization, powerful company.
Absolutely. So 100 years of making good stuff and making stuff that lasts, and a lot of legacy there, but also a lot of new futuristic cool stuff, and that's my job.
Oh, the future stuff. Cool. All right, good. Yes. So I do like the Schlage Primus. Schlage Primus, for people that don't understand what that means, is your top-end key, lock and key set, and it's registered, and you have to have a code, and if I take it to my locksmith and say, make a key, and he's not registered, he can't make that key. So it makes key replication very difficult. Believe me, I know, because I had to hunt down my original guy from 10 years ago to get a duplicate made.
Absolutely.
And it's just a good, sturdy lock and key set, and even if I bend it and bend it back, it seems to all still work. So I'm really happy with that product. And then the push button or push bars are really, really good. In fact, we even had one that you pushed it and it had a timer delayed.
Yeah.
And in some places that fire code is not allowed, but it's just to keep somebody from stealing something really fast. 10 seconds, it opens up after that. So let's talk about all these future locks, the digital locks.
Sure.
I'm digging them, but I'm still a little hesitant on it because, if it's a fail, am I locked out, right? I know there's fail safe, fail secure kind of things.
Absolutely.
But where are we going with all this? I'm waiting for, my body to unlock the door because it recognizes my DNA. That's what I want to make it easy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, everybody wants Star Trek. But, the interesting thing when we talk about, the term that everybody uses is convergence.
Right.
And, I think there's a misnomer about convergence in that convergence doesn't mean everything, mechanical going away. It means what's the right blend of mechanical and electronic solutions.
Yeah.
And just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should.
Right.
Right. And so that legacy, that 100-year history of helping consumers, facility executives, other people understand how to apply the technology really comes into play. Again, we can make all kinds of cool devices that do all kinds of things, connect to the internet, let you, remotely monitor, no touring, all kinds of things that we could talk about that are fantastic. But at the end of the day, what really matters is, was the technology applied in the right environment?
Yeah, that's
by the
trick.
Right person for the right use case.
Right. This is biometrics, and I'm sure we're going to talk about that in a minute, right? Here's the danger of biometrics. If the consumer doesn't embrace it, it's going to go away. It will die like V8, like Beta. Beta was a superior tape.
Sure.
Used in broadcast, right?
Yep.
But VHS won the day. And I'm worried about that kind of stuff because biometrics are the best chance at us being the most secure. And if the consumer doesn't like it, it's not going to happen. So to your point, if we do apply the technology incorrectly and it doesn't go with the consumer, it's gone. And you guys sound like you're thinking these things through. And that's really, really important because if you don't think it through, it's going the way of the Yetzel or something.
Absolutely. So my role in the company is I'm actually a Legion's futurist. And so what that means...
What a great title that is.
Yeah, and you don't normally hear that title.
No.
I know. And sometimes people look at a Legion and they go, wait a minute, Schlage, Von Duprin, how do you have a futurist? Well, I'm here to help identify and kind of break some paradigms.
Right.
But to do it in a responsible way. So when we talk about access control and physical security, what we're really talking about is a balance between true physical security and convenience.
Right. Because convenience is the tipping point. That's it.
You got it.
Yeah.
And so what this boils down to is how can I give you something that masters the blend for you? Electronics largely are about convenience. For example, I want an automatic action to take place. I've identified that Chuck is at the door. He has, you know, the ability to come through this door. Now that he's come through this door, I want the following other actions to trigger.
Right.
But there are also some other fantastic, you know, elements. So, you know, productivity is the name of the game, right? For a lot of folks, especially, you know, managing large facilities. How many physical plant employees do I need to have on staff in order to manage a, you know, couple thousand door campus? And wouldn't it be great if those devices, whether it be a panic bar, whether it be a cylindrical door lock, a mortar, whatever it may be, could call out to me and proactively tell me I'm not operating the way that maybe I should.
Yeah.
And instead of me having to panic and send someone immediately, it could proactively tell me, so, hey, the next time that you're doing a cycle and you're doing a tour, come touch me, change my battery, check me, or heaven, you know, even something like an audit, a simple fire safety audit. Hey, I haven't been audited yet. You know, so all kinds of possibilities, all kinds
sure.
of good things that can come of this. But again, there's this balance between, you know, what I hear a lot about is Star Trek. You know, it's like, hey, when I walk up to the door and I want it to sense my proximity to the door and then I want it to unlock. And whether it's in a residential application, which we do a lot of too,
sure.
Or a you know, institutional one, you really have to think that through. You need to be a security provider before you become the software guy to understand what are the ramifications of that. What if you happen to be somewhere within the proximity of where that door can sense you, but you really haven't demonstrated clear intent, but it unlocks anyway and a bad actor enters.
Exactly right. That's one reason I'm a little hesitant on those doors.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in Schlage. I believe the technology works. I see them in the consumer market and I go, I'm sure that's really great, but what about, I don't have a Sally port at my house, okay?
Yep.
So I can't, or a guard that clears you as a double check.
Yeah, and that's why we don't do it yet,
yeah.
is because we don't feel at this point that proximity lock and unlock is ready for prime time. The technology is there to do it.
Right,
there,
oh,
know,
sure.
You can put sensors yeah. on anything you want. But the fact is that there's some basic core fundamental principles that we all need to follow in order to maintain a safe and secure environment. You know, and it's not just obviously in a commercial environment. Those same principles for us cross over multifamily. They also cross over into single family homes and residential.
The biggest thing I find when people talk to me, and I have thousands of friends and I get a big social network. Locks come up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got on there? Oh, it says quick set. And I go, okay, that's like a prop lock for a prop door. It's not, I mean, sorry, quick set. I mean, they're better. There are better, no doubt. But, you know, you got the lower end stuff. Then you got your Schlage and you got Medico and Schlage Primus, which are like
sure.
commercial applications and really good stuff. People don't pay attention to the lock in their front door.
Right.
And I say, if you want to invest in something, get some lights on your porch that are cheap and get a really good lock. And that creates some time for you to do something. And I don't know where people get this disconnect that they think every lock's the same.
Yeah.
How do you overcome that barrier? I don't get that.
Well, you know, it's a great question. That's absolutely the right question to be asking in the industry right now is, as you see crowdfunding and Internet of Things, you know, some
yeah,
people
yeah.
are familiar, all these connected things, many of them focused on single family home, but you see Kickstarter campaigns and all these crowdfunded things where you have people who are basically software guys who've decided, hey, I think it's a great idea to make a lock.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
And the thing is it's really crazy. And so where we come down on that as a company and, you know, from our value statement is we're a lock and a security company first. So we default to that above,
right.
You know, that's table stakes, right? That you have a secure product that's difficult to pick, that's difficult to break, you know, that's going to last. You got to be a lock first. And then add incremental
the
functionality
to it. Right.
To it. And,
right.
and I think a lot of people are coming to that conclusion very quickly as, you know, YouTube's a wonderful thing. And when you see, you know, these things getting destroyed, you know, you get a sense. I think the other thing is it's imperative for people to understand there's a blend. Nothing's 100% secure.
Nothing is,
people
no.
who come forward and say these types of things are baiting the hacker community, which,
yep.
by the way, can be your best friend. I mean,
oh,
you
yeah.
want those guys trying to break your product so that you can continuously
right.
improve both the mechanicals and the electronics. But at the end of the day, it's what you said. It's starting with a great lock or a great device that you know is going to be reliable. It's going to do the job. It's going to stand up to a, you know, a beating. And then let's add some things to it. What you're going to see from us over the coming years, maybe a little preview for you here.
Yeah, I like to see that.
Is you're going to see us gradually introduce electronics into these robust platforms that you've seen.
It's going to be different looking, I suppose. I think so.
Yeah, and I think that it's going to be a slow but steady pace towards things. And the value that we're going to try and bring initially isn't necessarily the Star Trek type value. It's about how can I make sure that the lock that you put on that door, you're not going to have to replace, for example, if you change the security panel. You know, you've got a big investment in your panel, you know, or these things. How can I put some equipment on the door that's going to be a good, solid, long-term investment where when you make changes, it's going to adapt to you? And so we're big fans of open architecture, open standards, both across our entire portfolio. And we just believe proprietary doesn't mean more secure. As a matter of fact, when we do things in an open architecture environment, it lets people like you have access to the best in other things, and we improve.
Ideas, you know. Yeah, and really, you can't be cheap on this lock stuff. I'll tell you a good story. So I'm at Fox, and I was in charge of the design and build for the Fox Network Center and the Brock and the News Corp building. So that's where Rupert hung his hat, and that's where we sent out Fox Sports Live on the West Coast. You know, nobody can come in there, and we got to be secure. So I write the spec, and I put in there Schlage Primus locks. Well, they're expensive, you know, not cost prohibitive, but. And I went with Medico too, and trying to put a couple options. We're going to value this out. We're going to save some money. We're going to put in the ABC lock. I forgot what it was. So I said, I wouldn't recommend that. It's not a good idea. So one day, the president of Fox Sports, the number one moneymaker for the company, gets locked in his office because the door fails. The whole mechanism fails, right? Not just the lock set and the cylinder and everything. And I forget, it was one of those handle types. I forgot what you call that type. And I said, told you so. Well, you got to get them out. Well, I don't know how to do that. And we didn't have all the tools.
It's probably a mortise. Yep.
It was a mortise. And he was in there for 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
And we finally got something. And I said, I'm not letting that guy sit in there because I'm going to get fired. So I think we just took the door down and some brute force or something.
Yeah.
Right? But then what do we have to do? We had to rekey and the whole building.
Yep.
It cost a fortune.
Yep.
And it cost twice as much as would have if we just put the right thing in there.
Yeah. Well, you know what's amazing about that is so therein lies a very good use case and something that, you know, we think about sometimes is, you know, again, the balance between, you know, Primus is a fantastic solution, very robust, very strong. But in balancing between, you know, the security and convenience element, it may be that, hey, you know, if you lose key control, you are going to be rekeying a significant number of doors. Now, it could be that if we can address the cost concerns, you know, because typically electronic locks are on the perimeter of the building.
Right.
You don't tend to see them on the interior. So we have a couple products where we're trying to make it more cost effective, you know, 15 minutes to put it on, self-registers on the network, cost point where it needs to be.
Right.
And what that gives you is the ability to essentially rekey the facility without having to touch every lock.
Yeah.
And so when you have a security breach or something like that, that may be a solution for certain people to say, look, I would like to change the firmware. I'd like to update these other elements. There's been a hack. There's been something that goes on, but gives you the ability to make a quick change. You know, I think that's where we start to talk about real security and these other kind of, I call them poser companies.
That's,
you know,
true.
They don't really understand the core business. And it's not a question of if you're going to get hacked. It's a question of when and how you respond. What's your plan? How are you going to deal with that circumstance? And I think that that's something that we excel in. And that's a big part of our focus is how can we give the security professional the tools that they need to respond in the, you know, in the manner that they want to. And I think flexibility is key. I mean, you cannot get away from the importance of a mechanically strong, secure device. But if you start to just siphon in little bits of you know, value-added technology, it makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. I'm really amazed and very pleased that you guys have all these brands under this one roof and the strategy going forward. It's really great. Give me the website one more time.
Sure. www.allegion.com.
And your name?
Rob Martins.
Rob Martins, futurist.
Futurist. Futurist.
I'm glad I don't carry a great grandmaster anymore. And I know you know what that means.
Yes. Absolutely. Thanks, Chuck.
Thanks. Come on. It's good to hear
you. Thank you.